The University of Michigan announced yesterday that they are changing their undergraduate admission policy in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's recent affirmative action ruling. Previously, each candidate was assigned a point total. Quote-unquote minority youth were automatically awarded 20 extra points when their applications were reviewed. Race will still be a factor, but the new policy will require an individual review of each prospective student's file. It is unclear whether or not this will have much impact on the demographic makeup of the next incoming class. In Los Angeles this month, police officer Jeremy Morse stood accused of assaulting a black teenager, Donovan Jackson. A passerby filmed Morse slamming Jackson, who was handcuffed, face first into the boot of his police car. Despite this incriminating evidence, the hung LA jury could not come to an agreement, with 7 members desiring a conviction and 5 against. Morse will possibly be retired.
In the Ukraine this week, youth activists from around the globe have gathered to attend Ecotopia, one of the largest international camps in Europe. Each year, participants attempt to create their own ideal society for 2 weeks. They commit to ecologically sound practices and require all persons in the camp to be involved in decision-making. In addition, Ecotopians commit to using an alternative economy, one that is based on the income and standard of living of each person involved, rather than on financial markets. Ecotopia will run through September 3rd. Finally, in Albira yesterday, students from Be'er Zayit University in Israel and supporters of Fatah's youth organization staged a march and sit-in to demand the release of all Palestinian detainees and prisoners. Additionally, the youth activists denounced Israeli strong-arm tactics and called for an end to aggression against unarmed civilians. And that's some of the recent news about and affecting youth around the world.
We actually have a correction. Officer Jeremy Morse will possibly be retried, not retired.
Unfortunately.